Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Female Gaze Podcast. I am your host, Alana Rodriguez. Jessie is not here this week because she's been in Ireland gallivanting. She's doing some shit somewhere, so I have brought in my beautiful, lovely college BFF.
That is a generous
adjective. Wait, serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah,
we go.
Yeah. Way back.
What college?
We went to Syracuse.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yep. We were both straight.
Were.
No.
Were.
Oh no, my God. I had the biggest
crush. Were we all though?
On Alana.
Wink, wink.
I was obsessed.
Wow.
But I never told her.
Oh. She never told me, but we were tight, like best friends. So we'd like spoon each other to bed, and we would like go do all the things together.
I know
and then we
exactly what you're talking you know? About.
Oh my
exactly.
God!
I had a best friend that I was like, wait, what?
And I'm like, bitch, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah,
this
like
whole
what?
Time.
When I we always stayed in touch, and then when I came to the moved to the city a few years ago, I was like, oh, like let's get margaritas. We haven't hung out in person in so long.
Yeah.
8 margaritas later, I was like, I used to be in love with
you. I love you so much.
Wait,
so
no
much.
Way. Yeah. Okay, that was me and my best friend, but we actually went for it. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, we just,
I think
why
that is
amazing. Why did we go for it?
Shall we go for it?
I have
right
so
now?
Many questions. Oh my God. Guys, also, by the way, the beautiful, lovely Gia Woods is the other voice talking to us.
Hey,
she's
guys.
Here today. She is a 22-year-old trailblazer in the music scene. We're going to talk all about her career, her amazing singles that are out, literally why she's such a gem of a human. But Gia, welcome.
Thank you.
She apparently also had a BFF in college that she was in love
there
with.
There you go.
So. I need to know more.
Well, it's crazy because, like, she was actually out, but I wasn't. Mm. And she told a friend of mine that she had a crush on me. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Well, I don't. And so I never really thought about it. But then the more I started to see her with other people, I was, like, kind of getting jealous. And I was like, what is going on here? Yeah. And then one day I just realized, I was like, okay, I guess I do like her.
Yeah.
And I guess this is me.
Like
it was
her,
another
like
side of me. And so we just one day, I think we would always hook up when we were drunk,
right.
But nothing ever really happened out of it.
Yeah,
and
then
one day we just like kept going and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you take advantage of the drunk moment. You're like, so do you?
Yeah, why are we always hooking up when we're
why
drunk?
Do
like,
we
what's
do
going
that?
On?
Because college girls are like that.
Yeah, it's
you're like,
you don't want to do it when you're sober. Like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
You
or
have no idea.
If this person's still into you or if they're not anymore. You know,
exactly.
You never know. So
you never know.
I didn't know if I missed my time at the same time. So I was like,
right.
I'm just going to see, you know, let's get drunk.
And what ended up happening?
Well, so we started dating, but we actually didn't tell our friends because we were just a little, I don't know, my parents didn't know, so that was number one. And so I was like, my friends know, what if they slip, you know, when they're at my house? Or you never know. So I was really closeted in the first few months of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But then I told, you know, my other best friends, and we had a lot of mutual friends, obviously. So they ended up finding out, and they were also supportive. But then my family, it's weird because, like, I didn't tell them. So they actually ended up finding out through my music video, which was my first song, Only
which
a Girl.
Which I want to talk about. You're jumping the gun,
God.
Gia.
I'm so
You're
sorry.
You're jumping the gun.
It's just the story. Ooh. It's like it all came together that way. It's a lot. So,
I know. I want to get into all about your background, you know, growing up in a strict Persian household.
Oh, God.
Coming out with your music video
right,
in 2015. So we're going to get there. But first.
Sorry. Yes.
First.
That.
We're going to get to Float Your Boat and Be in Your Bonnet. And you guys have to help me because usually Jessie intros this and I have to say, when she says float your boat, I go toot, toot. And when
toot, toot.
And when she says be
here
in your
help.
Bonnet, you have to say buzz, buzz, bitch.
Okay.
Because basically the B is like something that pissed you off this week, right?
Okay, okay.
And then the boat is just like, it could be a piece of work, something that
so
really
I literally say buzz, buzz, bitch?
Yeah.
Just like
I,
that.
Just
like
that's
that.
That's it. We're just going to cut that, Tim, cut it, and we'll use it. But we're going to start with boats.
I'm
like, question, you a beach? So let's start with our boats. Alex, you want to start?
So my boat, wait, does this have a toot toot now?
Oh, float your boat.
Yeah, toot toot. Okay, so last night I was actually at the Brooklyn Nets game. One of my friends, her boyfriend works for the Nets, so she got us some courtside seats, which is really cool. I was totally out of place. I mean, like, so out of place. But it happened to be Pride Night, and I went with my girlfriend.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so it was great. Like, they had all this
Wait, last night was Pride Night?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, like, they had all this Pride gear, and I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, what a fun time to come.
Yeah.
So then, during the game, my friend leans over, and she's like, oh, actually, one of our friends is going to propose to her girlfriend after halftime on the Jumbotron.
Goodbye.
And I'm like, First of all, no. First of all,
oh my God.
I don't want to hate on, like, Jumbotrons for asking questions, right. big questions.
Right.
But I'm
like, why there? Like, but at the same time, sometimes, right? Like,
yeah. But I'm
like,
they seemed really, the girl seemed like she had no idea. And she really didn't. So it came to be halftime. And the way that they did it was they had this, like, the hype girl pull her aside and ask her these trivia questions. And they were all Pride themed and stuff. Yeah. And so then the fourth question was a video message of her girlfriend spinning a basketball that said, "Will you marry me?" She gasped and then turned, and the fiance was behind her on one knee.
No.
Then the crowd went wild.
No.
It was crazy. And then she said yes. And then everybody
knew better. Said yes.
Like, yeah. Can you imagine if she didn't?
God.
No. Absolutely not.
It
I
was
imagine.
Really sweet. And while that may not be everyone's
ideal, I would be
proposal,
like, no, thank you. Not around all these people.
Also,
like,
not on a Jumbotron.
I was like, this is so nice to see. Like, I can't imagine doing that 10 years ago.
True.
You know what
Very
I mean?
True.
So I was just like, wow, this is, and everybody in the crowd was cheering.
It's really cool to see those moments.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, wow, okay, I feel a little hopeful. So then we were leaving the subway, and like, I already know how I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me. But I was like, I wanted to just see what she would do. So I was like, so what did you think about that Jumbotron proposal? And she was like, if anyone ever did that to me, they just don't know me. I was like, Tom,
got it.
It's okay.
Tom.
Loud and clear.
Noted.
Message received. Don't worry. That's not how it's going to happen.
I also want to just disclaim that Alex and Tom, you guys sound like a cute old gay man couple when you say your names.
Oh, yeah.
Alex and Tom are coming to the party.
It's like I'm
And then it's these like two hot lesbians. Yeah. And it's dumb. You guys are dumb.
Definitely. You're dumb. Definitely.
Okay.
So that's my vote. That's
how do you know who's going to do, like, who's going to do it first? What if she does it? Like, how do you, that's like something I actually... I'm like thinking about, I'm like, what am I gonna do?
Would you propose to someone?
I would, but then I'm like, what if I want them to do it for
me? Yeah, like
too?
What if I'm your queen?
Yeah.
Propose to me.
Yeah, what the hell?
I thought about that too. And like that is honestly the first question that,
or you could hint, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the first question that people ask me when they hear that like we've been in such a long relationship and then we live together.
How long?
Almost 2.5 years.
Oh my God, I'm basically the same, 3.5 years.
Okay, yeah. So you're basically married too.
Yeah, basically.
So everyone, that's the first question that straight people ask, like, well, how does that work? Like, who's going to propose? And I'm like, well, I mean, I guess for us, like whoever gets to it first, but it's funny that people think that for some reason proposing is different just because it's two people.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And it's like, it can just be... Yeah.
Exactly.
The same.
Or they assume that the butchier girl is the one that's going to do it.
Right. And we both.
Oh, my God. So true.
Right.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I know. And it's funny because like last year, one of my high school, really good high school friends, she proposed to her boyfriend. And
see,
like.
I love that.
Okay, role reversal.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
For once.
Yeah, it was great.
See, I don't hear that ever.
No.
So that's really refreshing
His
to hear
face
that.
In the pictures. Are amazing. Amazing.
I would die to see. You have to show me.
Yeah, you have to show us.
That's amazing.
So good. So that's my vote.
That's your vote. Okay, I'm going to make my vote really quick. I think it was super rad. So obviously Oscar nominations came out. And I was really, really, really happy to see that. And I don't want to butcher her name, but Yalitza Aparicio from Roma was nominated. And so this is an article, and I'll link it. It's on Broadly. But basically, her nomination makes her the first Indigenous woman to be nominated for a leading role in Academy Awards history.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that is.
You know what I mean? We're always seeing the same faces. You know, not enough.
Very true.
Not enough diversity. And, you know, that's like a whole thing in general. And Jessie would go on and on because she's the director of the crew. But I just thought it was so incredible to see. And this, like, amazing actress, this amazing performance, and she's actually getting recognition.
Hollywood's changing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look
if
you look at the 25th anniversary Vanity Fair cover that's going to come out next Tuesday, Chadwick Boseman is on there.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else. Rami Malek is on there.
Oh, that was incredible. Did you guys watch the movie?
Yes.
Dude.
Don't.
Insane.
But it's
him.
So funny.
I was like, are you him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he back?
Is he back?
Like, actually.
He fucking crushed it.
It's scary.
He crushed.
If you look at that cover with 25 years ago, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Right, like right. all of these white ladies.
Yeah,
right. She's like, great though. I love her.
Yes. Love her too.
One of my favorite songs.
Holy shit. But when you saw the two pictures next to it, you're just like this
we've seen this. Boring. Yeah. Let's try something
more,
else.
I think more and more people are seeing themselves represented.
Agreed.
However, they're being represented. Agreed. Sexual and identity, gender identity, whatever it is.
I think that's what's so incredible about you, Gia, that the work you're doing and what you're representing in terms of culture and LGBT young kids.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't have that growing
isn't
up.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so important for kids to see that. Happening? And see that, like, oh, I'm not different. There's me. I could do that.
Right.
You know, it's not impossible.
Yeah, I feel like we're so ball teasing everyone that's listening right now because we're like, here's this mystery.
I know, right? But it's true. Like, we didn't have that many role models, like, changing the game or, you know, so it's like.
Absolutely not. Nice and I want to talk about that. But let's get to your boat.
What's my boat?
Your boat? Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Honestly, being here in New York and for music, because I've never been here to do music and promote my song and, you know, meet with different people and do the press runs.
Yeah.
Because, like, my girlfriend, actually, she's from New York. Yeah. So I would come here just to go with her and visit her family. And, like, that was a nice change. But coming here to do music is a whole different other experience. Yeah. And staying in the city is also something else.
Hell yeah.
So I'm like, I would love to move here one day because it's just so alive, and like I feel like everyone really is hustling.
It's a vibe.
It really is, and you meet a lot of great people. Like in LA, I feel like not many people care to have a conversation when you're at a restaurant or talking to the waiter or whatever it is. Here, it's like everyone's really friendly, and they just want to get to know you. So
it's you either nice to love or you hate it in New York.
Honestly, I love it. So
what is the saying? It's like if you can make it 2 years here, you can make it anywhere.
Anywhere.
And I really think that that's true.
That's really true. I agree with that.
I mean, when I moved to New York, I fucking hated it. Because I'm originally from Puerto Rico, so I'm used to everyone just being like, hey, ¿cómo estás? Like, smiling, and I went to Syracuse, whatever, college, went back home. I was doing my scuba shit because my family has a scuba shop down there.
Wait, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was just living the island life, and I came to New York, and I was like, hey, you know, like the
same. And everyone's like,
fuck you, get out of my way, you're walking slow, you know how to use the subway. I was like, is this the green line or the yellow line? Like, I didn't know, and I hated it. And then after 2 years, I was like, I'm cynical as shit now.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, me too. Everyone.
But you learn how to hustle. You know how to get, you know, like this is where it's at.
When I first moved here, if I couldn't get somewhere on the one train, I didn't go. I'm sorry, I can't
honestly,
make it.
I don't blame you.
I didn't know about what the difference was between express and local. One time I ended up in Brooklyn when I was trying to go two stops.
Oh my God.
I was such a baby. I was a
city baby.
You learn
so many things too. Like there's so many different places, Upper West Side. Like, I didn't understand that.
Yeah,
so
and you don't need a car or LA traffic.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can't drive. So
oh my God, I would never drive here, but I actually did, which is crazy.
You drove here?
That's amazing.
Well, not this trip. I know. My girlfriend is crazy. We rented a car last time we were here and she's like, oh, you're fine, like you'll just drive into the city, like let's go for the day from Long Island. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So we go and there's literally taxis bumping into me and left and right, and people are so angry at me. Someone got out of their car getting like
New Yorkers don't fuck around. They'll be like, what are you doing? They'll
I almost hit like 10 to 20 people. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I actually started crying.
It's
like,
stressful.
Stop it. I need to get out.
Get away from me.
Thomas from Brooklyn, and she does have an accent, but like her Brooklyn really comes out when she's driving. It's like a different persona. It's really something to see.
I feel like that's a lot of New Yorkers, actually. Yeah. Like, I have my A&R, actually. She's from New York. So whenever she drives me, she's like, we go to sessions together, and she'll just be like honking and yelling at everybody. I'm like, oh, my God, calm down. But I'm like, you're from New York. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my inner psychopath came out last night. So we can talk about that. Mm-hmm. I guess that
always
would be
fun.
My
always fun.
Always fun to talk. Yeah. Listen, I love
being crazy.
You know? I know. And last night it felt good.
Have your moment.
Because, so I guess this is my B. We'll do the B.
Buzz, bitch.
Buzz, bitch. So to keep it short, my ex and I broke up in October.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm chilling. it's fine. Everything's good. I left and I left her with the apartment. I left her with the car. All this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, this, you take it because I don't want
to. It was like a starter kit for her.
Yeah. I was like, I know I'm hurting you by leaving. Literally a starter kit.
And like, here you go, bitch.
Yeah. But okay. So next time you come to New York, we should go to the woods.
Oh, every my
Wednesday,
God, yeah.
The literal every work. Wednesday night.
No, no.
We're going to take you into the forest. And Stacey's
never
going to see you.
Do you want to pick berries? Where in New York? I'm like, are you? What?
We're going to the woods. So the woods, this is like awesome lesbian bar out in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. It's so much
every
fun.
See, Wednesday
we don't really
night.
Have that in LA. We do, but like it's not
yeah,
like
you
a
have
consistent,
like WeHo
yeah,
and like
but,
whatever,
yeah.
the Abbey and overpriced.
Yeah.
But so I was at the woods last night. And I was with my friend who is actually from LA. She's visiting. Long story short is my B is that my ex decided to charge at me like a raging bull because she suspects that I'm hooking up with someone that she knows and
called
everyone out. Yeah. Which
Wait, where did it start coming from? Is it just because you hung out with this person a lot or was it like...
Well, so... okay, well, I guess we're going to go there. So let's go there.
I'm sorry. I'm so comfy.
So I met my ex through a girl that I was seeing because they worked together.
Okay.
And the girl that I was seeing, we were seeing each other for a little bit. And then we broke up. And then that's when I met my ex and we dated for a year and a half.
Wow.
But me and the girl before, like, we've always been tight. We're friends.
And she was fine with it, right?
No, she hated it.
Oh,
The girl before my ex hated it. But after a year and a half, like, we're all friends. Like, but we run in the same circles.
Right.
We're still tight. You know what I mean?
Like,
everyone's tight. And it's fine. Not my ex and I. But anyway, so obviously the one night that I go to the woods with my friend from L.A., everyone is there.
Oh, my God.
And there was just a lot of drama. But basically my inner psychopath came out because it was 4 a.m. and I was yelling at outside the apartment of the girl that my ex is hooking up with because my ex has my car and was basically like, come take your car because I parked in a place and you probably don't want to get a ticket. So I was like, turn this car
around. Are you serious?
We're going into Jersey. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I'm going to go get my car. And then I just went full, I went full Puerto Rican. I got out of the car. I was like, get the fuck out of your house. Where's my car? And then inside, I was like, oh my God, Alana, you serial killer. Stop it.
No, I would do the same thing. I mean, why can't you move it? Just be nice.
Yeah, like, just be nice. I mean, I ended up getting my keys and taking my car back, which I guess was long overdue. But I went full psycho, and I don't really know if that's my bee other than I'm just venting right now.
That's a bee's nest.
Yeah. That's a bee's nest.
Yes.
That's a fucking bee's nest.
I know.
Nest.
I do. I went full psycho. So there's my
breakups
bee.
Are never easy.
So no, they're not. You know, lesbian breakups are gnarly.
It's the hardest thing. I try to explain it to like a lot of my friends, and they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, no. Like, you just have to be in one to understand.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like losing your best
it's
girlfriend.
It's losing your best girlfriend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, they want you to hurt just as much as they're hurting.
And you vent to them about everything.
Yes.
And they know you better than anyone.
Totally. They know exactly
anyone,
how to
you know?
Hurt you.
Yeah. Oh,
they know
yeah.
how to hurt you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you have to start over and build back up.
Yeah,
and
because you've given them basically your
and
instruction
you
manual. And they're like,
yes,
okay,
like,
here's a wrench. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And like you forget to be alone too. I don't know if you've ever lived with your partner before.
We were living
so,
together.
So yeah, I've experienced that too. And so it's like, oh God, this is weird. I haven't been alone in so long. I'm like, what do I do today?
Hello?
You know, if I'm not busy, I'm like, oh.
Activities?
Read a book?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but yeah.
So there's my BL.
Oh, God.
I went on a date. I blacked out when I was talking.
No,
I don't know.
I'm going
to hear this back
that.
And be like,
oh
abort, abort. Alex, what's your B? What's up? What's pissing you off this week?
My B is pretty minimal compared to that.
Okay. So is now, mine, actually.
I just want to preface this by saying that I am not typically a person to play games on my cell phone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I just.
Where are we going?
So I will play, though. I really like Words with Friends.
I always
love Scrabble. I know.
Nerd.
I know, but I'm.
Is it the one that's already in the text where you kind of pull it up and it's underneath the bar? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
It looks like a crossword.
You're going to be
it looks like it's like basically Scrabble for your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I usually play with, like, my mom, my aunt, like, my friend's mom.
Yes.
Like, I just like it, and that's okay for me.
Right.
And so, like, the other day, I got this random request from this man, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
So we started playing, and I played this word, and he literally goes, he messages me the first words, do you even know what that means? And I was like,
ew.
Get out of my sacred space.
Yes,
this is Words with Friends. Yes, I know what it means.
Are you my friend
goes,
or not?
Then he goes, well, define it without looking it up. So I did.
Oh,
and he goes, you looked it up. We got a cheater. And I was like, oh, really? Because I didn't. It seems that we got a fragile male ego.
What?
I was so mad, guys.
This is a rando on
fragile
Words
with Friends.
Random.
Yeah, that's amazing.
The picture, his profile picture is of him on a horse.
With some random person
I hate him so much. Michael Centani, I hate you.
Fuck
where
you, Michael, on your horse.
I was like, of all the spaces for a man to just come on in and swing his dick, this is where you're going
to
get off?
No, this dude is a weirdo.
Friends?
Like, for
agreed.
Sure.
Agreed.
Like,
get the fuck away from me. Guys, I'm sorry,
you're
but
heated.
I was really
this
angry.
Is his entertainment for the week, honestly.
Honestly,
like, probably
like this should
God.
Say, like, how stressful my life is.
Yeah.
Is that, like, this is my worst.
I'd be stressed out, too. I'm like, bitch, you don't know me.
I'm
like,
just gonna
you're
like,
riding a horse
like you
as a grown-ass man.
Yeah. You are awful.
You're terrible.
And also, you're
Michael,
losing.
You suck.
Right.
You are losing.
Again, you suck.
Oh, my God.
I'm feeling passionate.
I need to take five, please.
Yeah, take five. Gio, what's up? What pissed you off this week?
Ugh, my Mine is pretty minimal too. After hearing yours, I'm like, but
not mine.
And yours,
not mine. Showing up at 5 a.m. demanding my car back. Not like that.
Oh my God. I just can't sleep. I feel like whenever I stay in Tuny City, I'm like, why can I not go to sleep?
Yeah.
Because I'm in a new hotel and, you know, it's a different experience.
Yeah. During the day, my brain, like, saves all the things that it
that
wants
I
to talk to me
about.
That I
think about. Yes. Yeah,
and then I lay in bed.
Yes.
And then
it's like, did you do your taxes?
Yeah.
Remember that fourth grade project
things.
That you fucked
like,
up?
I'll just think about random memories when I was a younger, like, kid. Just random things. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah,
I'm
and
like,
all of a sudden it's 5 a.m.
Something I'm not dealing with. Like, what the hell?
You need therapy. Oh, my God. I do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I feel really
this was
good
really
about
actually
bees.
Nice. I had like I was hanging out with my friends.
I
like,
know, but we're going to get into the juice now.
Oh, yes.
Now we're getting into the juice. So,
is there a word that we, is there a sound effect we have to make?
No, that's, I don't.
Oh.
Good. That'll be it. Cut that too, Tim. Cut that too. So, like I mentioned before, so Gia Woods, she is this fucking amazing musician. She's only 22. She was named Billboard's 2019 artist to watch, breakout star, but her debut was in 2015 with this incredible music video, Only a Girl, and that was essentially, and I'm not going to blow up your spot because I want you to talk about, but that was your coming out to people that never knew you were gay, to your family. So first of all, I guess let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, being, I mentioned this before, but being born and raised in a pretty conservative Persian household.
Very,
obviously, being gay is probably not okay, as it is in everywhere else.
So,
A, let's talk about that. And then also, what made you, what inspired you to create this and come out in such a public way and in such a creative way?
Right. So, I don't know. I guess, I mean, growing up, I didn't think I was gay. I never had any hints or, you know, I didn't have anyone in my life to be like, oh, you know, there's other types of relationships and stuff like that. So being under that was really hard because I felt like a disconnect from my parents a lot of the time. Like I couldn't talk to them about normal things. Yeah. And, you know, in high school, especially when I was in a relationship, it was really secretive. And I would have my friend, my girlfriend over, and she would just be thinking, my parents would be thinking that I'm just hanging out with my friend and my best friend. So that was definitely really hard for me. I still feel that disconnect with them sometimes because it's just, I know they're old fashioned and I can never change them. Yeah. So it's something they're going to have to grow into themselves.
Yeah.
But for me, I was like, this video is, you know, it's going to do something for me, whether it does something for my parents or whether they believe it or not, whether they think it's a phase. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, I need to let this off my chest because I was also kind of keeping it from my manager at the time when I first started working with them because I was kind of writing songs and I wasn't saying he or she, and that was starting to get really annoying. I was like, okay, so if I'm going to be releasing music, like, what, I'm just going to keep lying to myself and the people that are listening, they're not going to really truly get to know me. So that's why I came out in such a big way. I was like, only a girl, literally. So literally. I feel like that was the best way I could really put myself out there, and I just wanted the first song to just be all of it and all of me. So,
and how did they find the video? Like, did you show it to them?
I sent them the link. I texted it to my mom, and she watched it in the other room, like the day it premiered on Complex. And I was just freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what is she gonna do? Yeah. Like, is she gonna yell at me? Am I gonna be, you know, doot doot? Like, who knows? And so she came in and was like, oh, that was cool. Like, you know, like it was like what? Like, I kissed a girl, Katy Perry, and like thinking it's, oh, like, is this just for music? Or is this actually what you're doing? Or I don't know. Like, whatever she thought at the time, I know it wasn't what she what it is to me. So that was definitely very weird. And I was like, all right, you're definitely in denial, but I'll just let you have it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, like, obviously you're an incredible artist and you're creating music that is speaking to people that are, I mean, we said this before that, and we said this even earlier today, like, we didn't have people to look up to.
No one.
When we were growing up, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't think a single gay person lived in my town.
No.
And if they did, they weren't out.
Exactly.
And even when we were in college, like, we didn't feel like it was okay to be gay.
No.
And yeah. even, and I was born and raised in a very musical household.
Were you? Oh,
yeah.
my God. That's really
so
cool.
So I've always been, like,
well,
music
this makes
is
sense.
Just,
oh, my God. Yeah,
yeah. And music has just been kind of, you know, in my blood. But it's like, who do you look up to? We had, like, what, Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah. That's it. That's where the list stops.
Right.
That was and Ellen DeGeneres.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
And not for nothing, but they're two white girls too. So it's like I right. there was nobody
yeah,
that looked like
I didn't have a Persian
me.
Girl or a Middle Eastern anyone.
Well, that's the thing because I'm it's like, just it's even now like kids now that are coming up and they're listening and to your story, that's inspiration for a younger generation to be right. like, I can be me.
Right.
You know, because even now, my family, my Puerto Rican family, they have no idea.
Really?
No idea.
Oh, my God. So
no.
you kind of understand what I'm going. Yeah.
100%.
Wow.
And it's one of those
wow.
things where I'm like, you guys are never going to understand.
Until you see the ring.
Right? Until you see like the ring. Yeah. And
hopefully.
I was just in Puerto Rico for the holidays. And one of my aunts pulled me aside and she was like, hey, so, you know, what happened with that girl that you were seeing? Because obviously I'm like, you know, she was on my social media.
Right.
My family follows me. I block them on my stories, but that's fine.
Oh, my God. Been there, done that.
You know what I'm saying? But,
yes.
You know, I was telling her the story. I was like, you know what? It didn't work out. I wish her the best, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, well, you know, we were all talking, the aunts, right, the tías, and we knew it was just a
wait,
phase.
I have a lot of aunts, too.
Yeah.
That's very big Persian. My mom has, like, 7 to 8 different siblings.
Yes.
I can't
wow.
even keep up.
That's the thing.
I think
my
there's more.
Seven.
I'm not even kidding. Yeah. I think I haven't met some of them. They're
no.
in Iran, so I'm yeah. like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're just like, okay, massive family. But she was like, you know, and we just knew. We knew it was just going to be a phase.
Right. Right.
And I was like,
and I'm like, right?
Okay, I don't know what to say. But it's like there's a disconnect
yeah.
there. And because I personally, because I didn't have people to look up to, it's still hard to have these conversations.
Right,
you know,
right.
And when you wrote the love letter to the LGBT community, that's
oh,
on
you saw
Billboard.
That?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
absolutely. And we'll link it. That to me was like, I wish I had that shit when I was growing up.
Oh my God.
You know?
I always think too, like, as long as one kid that's questioning or doesn't feel comfortable themselves, or not even kid, any person,
right.
you know, sees themselves reflected or hears someone else's story and it encourages them to be more okay with themselves,
that
done
opens
your, you've done
so
your job.
Many different
one
things.
Person.
Exactly. One person. That's
one
it.
Person.
I agree.
One person. It's
100%.
Crazy. It's crazy.
So many people reached out to me, too. It was crazy. Like, I was getting videos of people
yeah.
telling me their story
wow.
Through Instagram, and I got people singing the songs, and
oh
I was like, this
God.
Is so cool. I'm like,
yeah.
yay, it's doing something. That's
yeah.
all that matters to me, you know?
Right. And that was your debut, right?
Right.
And
yes.
then, so talk to us about the music that came afterwards.
Yeah.
Your single with Matoma.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything that's happened since. So what has been inspiring this music? Are you riding the wave of creativity mixed with LGBT? Or what are you looking to? Let's just talk about
yeah.
your musical career, because I want everyone to hear about that.
It's a lot. So when I released Only a Girl, I kind of was like, what is going to be my next like thing? Like, what am I going to release after this? Because I didn't really sit with my sound. I was like, I don't fully know what my sound is. So it all happened so fast. I wasn't really expecting the video to do as well as it did. And so it was a lot, and there was a lot of pressure. So for me, I needed those, you know, next 2 years just to fully dive in more into
yeah.
myself and try different things. So I was in a lot of writing sessions because I got a publishing deal right after that. So that was really cool. And I got to meet a lot of amazing writers to co-write with. I met a lot of amazing producers to work with. And that definitely made me really understand. I'm like, wow, I can try so many different things here. Like, there's a lot to work with. And my biggest inspiration has been, like, Madonna. And, you know, I love Radiohead. I love Bjork. I love Green Day. So I kind of wanted to mix all of that and find my own way, you know. So
did you feel pressure after having that first big hit
lot,
for
a
follow-up?
Lot.
How
yeah.
did you deal with that?
I was, like, really excited, obviously, and so thankful. But at the same time, I was just like, oh, God, what's next?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what am I going to be putting out now?
Right.
And so that was a lot to discover. But I think I just started to dive in more into myself. And I realized, like, I really love talking about all my crazy relationships. And, you know, like, who doesn't?
Hell
so
yeah.
that became my focus and my therapy. And, you know, because I couldn't talk to my parents about it. So that is why I feel like I just started writing so much about that. And so, yeah, so those next few years, I just started writing every day. And it slowly but surely started becoming my sound. I think it's a mixture of just everything. I start everything on a guitar, though, so that's, like, for sure, always.
Yeah.
And I taught myself piano. I was in orchestra growing up.
Hey.
I was in choir. So definitely lots of, like, learning and music. So I was always musical, you know. So it was just the matter of finding my sound. And I think it's definitely come together now.
You feel absolutely. Like you found your sound?
Definitely. Definitely. It's everything. I don't know. This is not one word for
you
it.
You have a very distinct sound.
I'm cool with that, though, because I think my voice is never going to change. Agreed. And what I'm talking about is always going to be honest. So that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. There could be a guitar on a song. There could be, you know, violins. There could be, you know, piano. Who cares, you know? Yeah. It doesn't always have to be super, super cohesive, you know? Absolutely. I just think you should be cohesive.
And I feel like people can tell when someone's being authentic and when someone's not
being authentic.
Yeah,
that's my biggest thing, being genuine. Because you can tell when, like, back in the day, there was a lot of manufactured pop stars, and you feel like there was a disconnection in a way. But even though I love all my pop stars, like, I love Britney Spears, and she's actually really cool. I don't know if you've
seen her. Do you follow her on Instagram?
See her little paintings?
She's so funny. She's so funny.
She is 100% on crack, and I'm for it. I live for it.
I love her.
I breathe for her.
She was my first concert. So.
Oh, my God.
Insane.
She was at your first concert?
She was my first tape, because I'm
ancient. Wait, no way.
Yeah.
Baby, one more time?
No. Well, what? Yeah, Baby One More Time was on it, but my favorite song was the one that was like, soda pop, shabop, shabop.
Yes!
Taking in a can't
stop. Oh, my God.
I was like, fuck yeah, this is my fucking jam.
Oh, my God. She was cute, too.
I was like, hi.
I
know, she was like, yeah. Whatever. I, like, still thought that I had, like, a poster of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, same. And, Sync actually was mine. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was obsessed with that noodle hair, you know?
Just the ramen.
Yeah.
The ramen look. Right?
Oh, more ramen. Sorry, that's such a better description. Yeah.
The noodle hair?
Yeah, the noodle hair.
100%. I had the fucking, what is it, the big-ass poster. And every day I'd be like, good morning, Kevin. Right. And I would kiss him with my little glitter lipstick. And then I look back and I'm like, ew, Kevin, of all Backstreet Boys. God.
I was obsessed with Jack Dawson from Titanic.
Stop. Yes.
The character of Jack Dawson.
Actually.
I made a whole mural in my basement of Jack of Leonardo DiCaprio as Jack Dawson.
You're a psychopath. And I was like, that's all right.
I think we're all psycho. Right?
And I was like, gosh, I realized later though that I didn't have a crush on him. I wanted to be him.
100%.
And then that made a lot more sense
you're cuckoo.
To me.
No,
yes.
Yeah. No. That's definitely
true. She's psychotic. I've known her for plenty of years.
You know, mine was also Billy Joe Armstrong. I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, yeah, Green Day, right?
Green Day. Obsessed.
What was their, Dookie's my favorite Green Day album.
Actually, that
down.
One. That was my favorite as well. That was literally what got me into Green Day, because my sister was obsessed with them. So I kind of got into what my sister was into, you know? Like, everyone has that cool older sister. So that was mine. She had good music taste, thank God.
Yeah.
So I was obsessed with him. I really wanted to marry him. I don't know if it was the eyeliner. There was something 100%. About it, you know?
That Andrew moment.
The way he played on stage with his guitar. He had those you know, go-to moves. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop me.
What do you, speaking of stage, you performed at LA Pride in 2016.
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about that. How was that?
Dude, that was crazy, because I wasn't expecting it to be like as big as it was. I didn't know what the crowd size was. I know it was going to be a big deal, but I just didn't know, you know, what the numbers were.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I walk on stage, little old me, just tapping my way through, and I'm like, what the?
Tip, tap, tap.
Tip, tap, tap. I get on stage, and I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like, 3,000 people,
my
first
God.
Show. So I was freaking out.
What
like,
a debut.
Internally, I tried to look cool on stage, you know, like, I'm not shy. But I was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. My anxiety went from here to here.
Did you black out? But,
no, I didn't. So it's weird. Like, at first I walked in and I was, you know, obviously nervous because I wasn't, I didn't really see behind the stage. I was in the back. So then I started to perform and I was like, wait, I got so into it. Like, the audience especially, I don't know if it's the LGBTQ community, but it's like they didn't know the song. Some of them, I'm sure, didn't know the song because I was new, and some of them may have, but they were all so supportive and like dancing. Some people were trying to Shazam. My manager was in the crowd and he was like, yeah, I saw like so many different people trying to Shazam your songs.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I was like, no fucking way. That's insane. So in a lot, it was crazy. I was like, wow, this is exactly the first show I could have ever asked. This is the best show I could have ever asked for.
That's what
for
I love show, so much about the LGBT community, too. It's like, they're just so, it's like a
warm
hug. They
just want a good time. And and like, you can really feel it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And when
it's really genuine. It doesn't feel forced, you know? 100%.
And to Alex's point earlier, like, genuine knows genuine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And just you being who you are. That's what the community needs.
Right,
more of you. We need a lot of that. We need it all.
Well, I think everybody in the LGBTQ community on some level feels other and has felt other.
Right.
And that's the common thread. And so when you meet somebody that has experienced what you've experienced on some, it might be totally different, but there's a common thread there. And I think that just makes you kindred spirits right off the bat.
Very true.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's incredible about, I was just thinking, because I keep in my head thinking there had to be more gay people making music, right?
I'm like, but, yeah, who? See, I mean, Madonna, I don't know, is she or?
I mean, she's like fluid as fuck.
That's
I'm
the
sure.
thing. That's why I think that was my, you know, yeah. role model.
But what
she
I,
was, you know,
she's Madonna.
Yeah, she is. Madonna.
What I love about your music videos is they are fearless.
Thank you.
Fearless. So, I mean, everyone that's listening right now, you need to watch every single music video because they are bangers. They're
Thank
hot,
you.
First of all.
Oh my God.
The sound is incredible, beautiful, and it's just the imagery. So, are you, do you, what, how involved are you in that creative
Very
process?
Very involved, actually. I actually shot three videos for these next three songs that are coming out. And
toot, toot.
Yes.
Toot, toot. Toot,
I helped cast the whole crew. Like, one of them, I had to get a bunch of models. And so I actually went on Instagram and I reached out to like maybe 10 different people, yeah. random people I didn't even know. So I was like, hi, I'm having a music video. And
I think I
feel
I
like
giving
you'd be
that
the perfect. I'm dead, right? That probably, I probably should have. I'm not even kidding. I DM'd so many people, but I was like, it's crazy because I found a lot of models that, you know, didn't have crazy following, you know, and it was like, wow, you have a really interesting look. I'm like, I found it first.
Yes.
So it was really cool to be involved on that side. And also my best friend from elementary school was in it. So that was really cool. And I had
That's
that
fun.
Moment. So I helped cast that crew. That was really fun. And then the other ones, I also was just thinking about, you know, specific details on what the image is going to be, what the lighting's going to be. When I was there, I was very involved in that because I'm all about lighting.
The What I Like music video was dope.
Oh my God, thank you.
The hair and makeup, the lighting, that was like
I feel like a queen that night. That
you
day.
Were a
yeah,
queen.
You
were
like,
a queen.
Especially the crown, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like moving forward in your musical career, how like, where outside of music, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're also creative. You're a visionary, right? So what is your vision, I guess, for all the music that's coming out next? The three that you have, the three songs, right, that are coming out
right,
soon?
Right, 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 yes.
Like, I'm just starstruck right now. And
oh
I just want everyone to know about you outside of just being, you know, a singer-songwriter because there's so much more to the art that you create.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, you know, every music video is a story. So I just hope I can always be telling the truth and, you know, finding my own way of saying it. And it's not always like, when you see someone acting on a music video, it's like, it's not really like, it's actually like less about the song and it's less about showing, you know, the truth, like in your movements or, you know, everything. So that is really big for me. And that's my biggest vision is just literally being genuine. And it's even outside of music to my friends, to family. Like I'm always the person that I feel like people come to for advice because I really give it to them. And so I like just love to talk to people. So I like to get to know their stories. So I think my vision is just being a voice, you know, for anyone who needs to talk to me, just DM me literally. Like I will answer. Like I just love to, you know, be there for anyone who's gone through similar things and just everything.
The one last thing that I want to do is the hot takes wheel. So basically, we spin it, or you spin it rather, and whatever it lands on, we kind of just talk about. It's like a quick feminist
Let's
debate.
Do it.
So spin the wheel. And also, this is trash wheel.
Oh my God.
And it literally doesn't spin, so you can I'll let you cheat, but just spin that shit.
Okay,
and see.
Let's do it.
I don't even know like what that does, but let's just figure it out.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it this way.
Yeah.
Oh, is it in the middle? Oh, no.
Well, you can choose then. Which one? So right now, guys, she's choosing between.
I didn't read that. Sorry. I was like, wait, what? Yes or no, what?
Yes or no to the phrase, you guys. And the second one is chivalry dead and do we care? Which one do you want to talk about since the thing?
Let's do the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the phrase, you guys. And remember to think about it from the female gaze, right? So you guys, referring to people as you guys. Yes. Do we like it? Do we care? What's up?
You guys. I feel like it's just not like, why can't you just like, hey guys, why is it like that? What
right.
does that mean?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
hey friends.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people.
I'm in the middle. It's weird.
Agreed. I feel like there's a lot of people who are like, who maybe get a little too sensitive, you know, and they're like, why are you saying guys? We're also women in this group of people.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
Then there's also just people that are, they have no harm. They're just saying, hey guys.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean.
Yeah,
you know.
I think it's totally fine.
I'm in the middle. It depends. I know there's people, I'm sure, that could be offended by it.
Yeah.
And there's people that won't. But like,
but
I personally
don't
find it offensive.
What would you say? Hello, all.
Greetings.
Hey, friends.
Hey, but what if they're not your friends?
Oh, that is true.
You know?
Okay, then
like,
never mind.
Guys and girls or
hello, all.
Hello, all.
Hello, per my people. Last email.
Oh my God. Per my last email. See below.
Oh my God.
I love doing that.
Circling back.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you can always offend people. I feel like you can offend people with anything. So yeah. I always try to stay in the middle about it, you know? Yeah.
I think we got to pick our battles.
Yeah,
this
we
is
do.
Not it. This is, not, this is it. Not it. I don't care.
You're being extra if you're feeling tight about the phrase.
But that is also us coming from a cis place.
Yeah.
You know? True. So I don't know that's why, if that's really why sensitive I'm like, to other people.
True.
But I'm not. For me as a cis female, I don't give a shit about that. But I don't experience those microaggressions the way that other
either,
people do.
I don't either. But guys, whoever's listening, DM us as you always do. And I seriously appreciate
that. Guys.
Guys. Oh my God, fuck. Hello,
see?
All.
Hello, people.
Excuse me, butterflies. Please let us know.
Wait,
what
I
you
love
think.
Butterflies.
Oh, maybe that. That's maybe nice.
That's going to be
hey, butterflies.
That's cute.
That's so cute.
That's nice.
Hey, butterflies.
I love us.
All right, so Gia, what's next for you? 2019 is lit. It's the end of January.
A lot of new music.
That's When's all. It coming out? Where can we find it?
Every month, next Friday, my first single's coming out, Jump the Fence.
Toot toot.
I'm so excited with the video. So
yeah.
Get tuned. And I'm going to be dropping music every month.
Amazing.
And hopefully touring soon.
Wow, you're so generous.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm stoked. And where can we find you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram, at Gia Wands, you know, yeah. Spotify, YouTube, you know.
Hey. All the places.
Are you on LinkedIn?
All the places. Actually, yeah, no, definitely not.
Well, you might want to consider that. It's 2019.
Catch me on G Chat.
Oh my God.
Hotmail? Anyone?
Oh my God, I missed that.
I know. RIP.
That was cute for a moment.
Yeah, and then it died.
It died.
Like everything.
Gmail
else.
All the way.
Gmail.
Can
all
I ask
the way.
One more question
Absolutely.
Before we wrap?
Yes.
I would love if everyone could share their first and or most embarrassing AIM screen name.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh.
I don't remember my first, but I do very distinctly remember something along the lines of, did you catch me as I walked by or should I do it again? Like something literally.
For your away message?
No. Like I had MSN Messenger because I was not in America.
Okay.
So we had long ass names.
I was
going to
say.
I had the asterisks. I had the little squigglies. Should I walk by again? Like who are you,
wow.
You little fucking 10-year-old
oh,
troll
my
whore?
God.
No. No, that's it. That's all I can remember.
Mine's a toss up between Blonde on a Beach 87.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Or worse, I think, in alternating upper and lower case, MJ Nike Town 2334.
I hate you.
My God. I hate you.
Do you think I should make it my words with friends'
100%
name?
100%. And go
amazing.
Back to Michael on the fucking horse.
That's amazing.
Beach
oh my God.
Blonde 90 what?
Blonde on a Beach.
Oh, blonde.
87 at AOL.com.
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed. This is your mine.
What's yours?
Share.
Nothing can be worse than
Funky
those.
Girl 321.
Monkey
that?
Girl?
321. I have no idea what was going
funky.
Through my head.
Ooh.
Funky Girl.
You were feeling a little zippy.
Soulful. You were feeling
probably.
Wild.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm funky.
Yeah,
get to know me.
A little zippy.
321.
Yeah, exactly. Guys.
So
hell yeah.
Let's start a group chat.
Let's
bring
do
it back.
It.
Bring
it
back.
Let's bring
it
back.
It back.
I'm very down.
We'll do a group chat. We'll do a words with friends. We'll all troll Michael.
Yeah,
I'm not over
I don't
this.
Like Michael.
I'm not.
We're
Michael
done.
Needs to go.
Yeah, you're done, Michael. You're
done.
He's like, I'm sorry, the female what? I don't even know the fuck you guys are. Gia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you.
Treat.
This was really nice.
I felt like
I was with my best friends. I'm not even kidding.
100%.
Did we just become best friends?
Did we?
Can we all hang
it's
out
only
this?
Official when we join on Words with Friends.
True.
That's true.
Okay, deal.
So, but we're definitely
best friends. I'll be there then.
Hey. All right, guys. Thank you so, so much for listening to another episode of the Female Gaze Podcast. As always, you can find us at Female Gaze Pod on Instagram. Jesse knows the Twitter. I forgot it. I think it's the same thing. Please slide in our DMs. I honestly, like everything you guys...
slide in the DMs.
Everything you guys have been telling us is really making our hearts... literally want to kill themselves because it's really sweet. All the feedback. We're going to be posting everything, all the articles we referred to, all of Gia's amazing music videos. We're going to be letting you know where to find her. So thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.